Hello and welcome to the Blues Guitar Show podcast with me, Ben Martin, from thebluesguitarshow.com, the podcast that brings you passion, practice and perseverance for your guitar playing journey. Hope everyone is having a great week this week. What we are going to cover today is the thing that you need to do to help you master the fretboard. Now, what is that thing, I hear you ask? That thing is learning the triads. Now, as many of you know, a lot of this is going to be based on my upcoming book, The Triad Method, that is now out. So I'll be talking a little bit more about that towards the end of the podcast, but the link is in the show notes below. But let's get into it. Now, mastering the fretboard is something that I have always been quite obsessed with, really. It's something that I think about a lot in my kind of nerdy way, and I talk to people about a lot, and a lot of my students ask me about, so it's something that I am super passionate about helping people do. Now, this chaos is off the back of, if anyone's listened to episode 2 long way back in 2020, I recorded an episode all about, or episode 3 I think it was, all about mastering the fretboard, and it had some of this stuff in there, but I realized that it's a big episode, there's a lot in there, so better to break it down into different areas. So today we're going to focus on just one aspect of that, but I think it is one of the most powerful. And stick with me, because it's going to change everything about the way that you think about the fretboard. So what this is we're going to be looking at triads. Now, what are triads? Triads are three note versions of chords. So you've got four kinds of triads. We've got major, minor, suspended and diminished. We're just going to focus on the major and minor triads for today, because they are the most commonly used ones. In most songs that you open up, particularly in the blues, rock, country world, you'll be looking at major and minor chords, right? So I'm going to show you how to play these three note triads with the root note on string one. Now, the reason that this is really useful is because if you're looking at building guitar solos, if you're looking at being able to improvise, using the knowledge that you probably already have of the notes on string six and therefore string one, we can unlock a whole section of the fretboard, this bottom three strings of the fretboard. This is going to be so useful. So what we're going to do is we're going to do this by taking a simple chord sequence. Something really commonly used, we're going to be doing a G, D, E minor, C. And I'm going to show you how you can find all of these chords in three note triad forms with the root notes on string one. So how you can play them all over the neck. This is really, really cool. So the first one, I'm going to show you just the shape for a major and minor triad and how easy this can be to do. I'm also going to show you what the notes in the triad are, along with the chord tones. And then we're going to look at moving them across those different notes. So if you know that a G is your fret 3 on the top string, right? That's our G. Then you must know that it's also fret 3 on string 1, because our string 6 and string 1 are both tuned to E. So that's G. Now, the three notes that make up a G major triad are the root note, G, the major third, which is a B, and then the fifth, which is a D. So we've got G, B, D. If you were playing the chord tones on the from the major scale, you'd be looking at G fret 3 top string, B fret 2 A string or fifth string, and D fret 5 A or fifth string. Now, they're the only three notes that we need to know. They're the three notes that make up the G major triad. So can we find those but move it so our root note is on string 1? So our string 1 fret 3 is our G, that's our root. Fret 2 string 3 is our D, so that's the fifth. So those two together is your root and fifth. So when you hear all that kind of rock and roll, that's just playing a root and fifth double stop. And then we need to find our B. Now, if you think about when you're tuning, when you're tuning your B string, you need to go back to fret 4 on the third string, don't you? So that fret 4 on the third string is our B. So if you make this shape where you've got your first finger flat on fret 3 on the bottom two strings, and then your second or third finger, depending on what works for you, on fret 4 on the third string, that is an inversion of our G major. Now, that's cool, because we've got our root, fifth, major, third. So we can play that. We can play that above 12 frets, so the same thing, but at fret 13, so 13, 13, 14. 15, 15, 16. Gives us our G up there. So instantly, we've got two more G chords that we can throw into stuff. Not only that, we can use it for solo. And we can start to use it. Now, if you wanted to do a minor, the only difference between a major and minor triad is the third. Now, these refer to scale degrees, so that means the third note in the scale. So when we did the major, we want the 1, the 3, the 5 of the major scale. So our G major scale. We have G, A, B, C, D, E, F sharp, G. So we took the G, missed out the A, took the B because that's the third, missed out the C, took the D because that's the fifth. So that's 1, 3, 5. Okay, if we did it with the minor, it's the same thing. It's the 1, 3, 5, but from the minor scale. So the minor scale in G would be G, A, A sharp. So that's a 3, 5, 6. Then we have C, D, D sharp, 3, 5, 6 again on the A string. Then we have F, G. So you might notice that the first and the fifth are actually exactly the same. So we have, firstly, we're starting on G, aren't we? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's still a D. So the only different note that we need is this third. 1, 2, 3. So that third note there, which is our A sharp, B flat, is the only one that we need to change. So we've got at the moment our G, we can keep that, our D, that's our fifth, we can keep that one too, and we just need to move this B back to a B flat. So we need to move that fret 4 back to fret 3, which actually means that all you got to do is bar, you'll flatten your first finger on the bottom three strings at fret 3. That's our G minor. Put it above 12th fret on 15, G minor. Now, the cool thing about this is the way that we can move it, because those shapes don't change across the whole neck. They're exactly the same. So that means that if you wanted to play a D minor, you got to remember that the minor shape is the flattened across three strings all on the same fret. You've just got to find D on string one. So you can find D on string one. Let's count up and go G, A, B, C, D. There it is. It's fret 10. Flatten your finger on fret 10 on the bottom three strings. You've got a D minor chord. Amazing. If you add on that second finger, so you've got, now you've got from the bottom string up, you've got 10, 10, 11, or 11, 10, 10, depending which way you think about it, you've got a D major. If you want to do the same thing at an A, you want to put an A minor in it, you need to find the note A on string 1, that's fret 5, same as string 6, and then flatten your finger across all those three strings on fret 5, you've got an A minor. Add on the finger to the third string, up one fret. So you've got fret 6 on the third string, you've got an A major. So this is really, really useful. So let's have a look at how we can apply this to a simple chord sequence. So that chord sequence is the G, D, E minor, C. Well, straight away, we can start with our G. We've already learned, so that's fret 3 on the bottom two strings, fret 4 on the third, G. The next one was D, right? So we need to find D on string 1, so that's fret 10. And it's a major, isn't it? It's not a minor, so we need to go fret 10 on string 1, 10 on string 2, 11 on string 3. Gives you your D, so that's G. 2, 3, 4, D. 2, 3, 4. Then we had an E minor. So an E minor, we need to think, where's E on string 1? Well, E is string 1, so we could play as if we were flattening our finger across all the frets, even though we don't need to. 0, 0, 0. Or, same at fret 12, 12, 12, 12. Gives you an E minor. Nice. So we've got G, 2, 3, 4, D, 2, 3, 4, E minor, 2, 3, 4. And the last one was a C. So again, we need to find C on the first string, same as the sixth string. It's fret 8. We need to go 8, 8. And because it's a major, we need to add on that extra finger to fret 9 on the third string. So we got G, 2, 3, 4, D, 2, 3, 4, E, 2, 3, 4, and C, 2, 3, 4. Now we can start to arpeggiate. Now there's so much that we can do with this. We can take out the B string entirely and just play them as double stops. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3. Slide in and out of them. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. And instantly we get a really cool sound that you can apply to so many different songs. So my advice for this would be, take a simple song, any simple song and find those major and minor chords, any song that has just major and minor chords in it, which is, let's face it, most of them, and find those major and minor chords and see, can you play that song just using these three note triads or two note double stops made from the three note triads on the bottom three strings? Now, of course, if you find this useful, if you're interested in learning more about it, I also, in my book, The Triad Method, which is now out, link in the show notes below, cheap plug, I talk about the triads starting on all of the strings, so we can look at these different shapes that we can move all over the neck using shapes that we already know. For example, the D shape, being able to move that so we can play a G, but we can play one here, or we can play an A here, or a C. All these different cool sounds that we can get just using these triad shapes is absolutely fascinating. And not just that, it opens up this fretboard in a way that learning scale shapes just doesn't. It's really good to learn scale shapes, and I teach a lot of learning horizontal scale shapes, that kind of thing, which we also talk about in the Triad Method book. So it is a complete thing. It's not just triads. We talk about the triads first, then we look at how they relate to the scale shapes, then we look at how it all kind of links together using some exercises written out in tab to link it all together. The book is full to the brim of fretboard diagrams to help you, tabs underneath the fretboard diagrams, and explanations of what you need to do to get yourself to the point of learning and mastering the fretboard. Really, there's everything that you need in there. All you need to do is download it and then apply some practice to it and just go through it methodically and make sure that you get it under your fingers, and you'll be there in no time. It's stuff like this, these little light bulb kind of moments when you discover these triads and stuff that make a massive difference to your playing. Anyway, have a great week, everybody, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Are you fully fretboard confident? Do you know where the notes are, how they connect, and how they move up and down the strings? My latest book, The Triad Method, is all about using simple three-note shapes to completely unlock the fretboard. This book is absolutely full of light bulb moments that are going to demystify the neck three notes at a time. I've compiled a huge number of diagrams, shapes, and exercises based on over 10 years of teaching this stuff to make it as simple as possible. Download The Triad Method and see for yourself today. Link is in the description below.